Temple of the Emerald Buddha. Delving deeper into Siam history, today's feature will take you a few years before Wat Phao. King Rama I established the Ratanakosin Kingdom across the Jiao Phraya River in the year 1782. He had wrested the famed Emerald Buddha from King Thiksin. Emerald refers to the statue's deep green color. The revered statue is prayed to at the Grand Palace Complex since 1785. But, the idol has had a long journey from India, Sri Lanka, to Cambodia, Laos and then through various Thai kingdoms. All because jade, which the Buddha is made of, is considered a bearer of prosperity and good fortune. The Emerald Buddha is the most sacred of all religious icons in Thailand. The three major structures in the Grand Palace Complex, the Golden Stupa, the Buddhist Library and the Royal Pantheon. The Celanese-style stupa from the time of Rama IV enshrines relics of Lord Buddha. The library built by Rama I houses Buddhist scriptures. The Pantheon, originally built to accommodate the Emerald Buddha, now has 8 statues of previous kings. 2 giant demon guardians, Yakshis, at each entrance shield the temple from all evils. They stand tall at 16 feet. 6 such guardians are seen around the complex. They represent important characters from Ramakien, the Thai epic. The Emerald Buddha is housed in the chapel, Prayubasot. The architectural style belongs to the Ayutthaya kingdom. Gilt and colored glass mosaic cover the entire structure. The main entrance to the chapel has 3 ornate doors. From the central door, you can see the emerald figure seated high above on a decorated pedestal. Photography is not permitted, neither are footwear. The mythical bird Garuda, who is part human, makes an appearance throughout the temple walls. It has a sharp beak, long ears and downcast eyes with both hands up. The story of Lord Rama from India is written in an epic, Ramayana. Its Thai adaptation is called Ramakien. This epic has been painted in a gallery around the temple. Vegetable and flower dyes along with gold-infused paint are used to create this spectacle. The Grand Palace and Wat Phra Kaya make for a compelling visit to understand the Thai kingdom's culture and traditions. A visit to the temple and the palace require the visitors to be fully clad. To go further back into the history of Thailand, stay tuned next week.